Lila Nishmaso Klenimish Kalman Ben Ravili Melech. Yuma Perk Zion Mishnah Aleph. Bolo Kohen Godel Likrois. Kohen Godel now came to read from the Sefer Torah. We're going to see that this was in the Ezras Noshim. Imratza Likrois Bigdei Butz Kair. If he wanted to wear the linen garments that he wore today in his Avodas Yom Kippurim, he can still wear them and read with them, even though it wasn't the Shas Avoda. Like the Rav explains, the Bigdei Kohuna, you're allowed to have benefit from. Vimlo, and if he wasn't wearing the beged of the Kohen Gadol, Kar Bitzdalus Lovin Mishalo, he can read the Sefer Torah with his own white garment. Let's say he had like a kittel or something like that, because of the minug that they would wear white garments on Yom Kippur. Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah V'Noistan the Rosh HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses, this is the Shamish. Tesis Yontif explains that the Chazan, he brings Sefer Chachmas Shlomo and Makis, that the Chazan is a lashon of Choza, to look out and see what's needed. So this is the Shamish, is always looking for the different needs of a shul. So the Chazan HaKnesses in the Har HaBayis, they had a Beis HaKnesses. And the person that was in charge of it, the Shamish, he took the Sefer Torah, V'nosna L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses. That's the Gabbai in charge of everything, who gets the Aliyahs, who gets Mafter, who davens, so on and so forth. So he was the higher authority. V'Rosh HaKnesses nosna L'Skan, and the Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. V'Skan nosna L'Kohen Gadol, and the Skan now gives it to the Kohen Gadol. This handing off, going from one level to another level, is a procession of chashivas. The Kohen Gadol omeid umekabel, and now the Kohen Gadol now stands up, and he's mekabel the Sefer Torah, the korei omeid, and he reads it standing. So it sounds like before this he was sitting. So the Rav points out that it must be that he's in the Ezras HaNoshim, like I said before. Because in the Ezras HaNoshim, it's not in the Azara, because in the Azara, the Ezras Yisrael, the only one that was allowed to sit there is Malchus Beis David, and not a Kohen Gadol. Learned that from a pasuk in Shmuel. Therefore, he must not have been in the regular Azara. He was out in the Ezras Noshim, which is outside. So now he reads it standing. What does he read? V'kara Achremos v'achba be'asar. He reads Achremos, which is in Vayikra, and also Achba Asar Parshas Emor, also in Sefer Vayikra. Now, the way they used to do it is they had a meturgeman. After they would read, they'd had, by each pasuk, they had a translator that would translate in Aramaic. And even though they'd be rolling the Sefer Torah from Parshas Achremos to Emor, they can roll it quick enough by the time the Meturgeman still didn't finish the last translation for the last pasuk from Achremos that they would read. Because if they had to wait for them to roll the Sefer Torah, that's a tircha de tzibura. And they would not allow that, because it's covered a tzibur. You're not supposed to make the whole tzibur wait. The goal of Sefer Torah, and now they would roll the Sefer Torah up, umanicho b'cheko, and they put it in the chest of the Kohen Gadol, he'd hold it closed. Va'omer yosmi masha karisi lefneichim kosov kan. And now he's preparing for what's coming next, and he says, you should know, everybody should know, that more than what I'm going to be reading for you now, bal peh, is written here. Because we don't want people to think that there's something puzzle with the Sefer Torah, because now he's not going to read from inside the Sefer Torah. The reason he's not is because the next thing he's going to read is in Sefer Bamidbar, and that would take actually a long time to roll, and because of Kavod HaTzibur, we don't want to make everybody wait, and now he's going to read it Baal Peh. And since he's reading about Peh, he doesn't want people to think there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, that's why he's reading it Baal Peh, so that's why he makes this little declaration. Uve'esar shebechoy meshapkudim korei al peh, and he reads from Parshas Bamidbar al peh, because Malchus Shlomo brings this Parsha deals with Karbonus. That's what he reads from. Aye, how can he read Dvarim Shebichsav Baal Peh? So this is brought up in that sugya, it's a big sugya. And Mefarshim explain, Magen Avraham brings Taisus that if it's impossible any other way, then it's mutter to read things Baal Peh. Muvarach al Hashmona Brachos. And the Kohen Gadol makes 8 brachos now on the Torah, ala Torah, which the Rav explains is actually both Birchas HaTorah, the one we make beforehand, which I guess is Sher Bochar Banu, and the one we make afterwards, Asher Noson Lanu Torah Emes. V'ala Voda. V'al hoda, the Rav says this is, like we say in Shmona Esser, it's say in Modim. V'al mechilas ha'avon, this is, the Rav says, is the slach lanu, we say. Also, all these are with the brachas that we say, like chanan amar b'l'slach, so on and so forth. V'al mikdash b'fnei atzmo, you make a bracha for hashras hashchina. V'al yisro b'fnei atzmon, special bracha for klal yisro, to be matzliach. V'al kohanim b'fnei atzmon, the Rav points out that they should be blessed and their karbanos should be accepted. V'al shar ha'tfilah, the first Rav explains, it was a tefillah that Hashem should save every single individual from any of his tzaras. And then he ended off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. This was the 8th bracha.